Second.
Move my presentation to the Board of Adjustment this evening.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp will be returned to his seat.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next case.
Case number 13074, Jane Tamborello seeks variances from the side yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Section 115, 183, 115.25, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Coventry Drive within the Red Mill Farm subdivision. The 911 address is 31490 Coventry Drive in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. Tax map is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 45. The applicant is seeking a 3-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed detached carport. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening.
Hi.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Jane Tamborello, 31490 Coventry Drive, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
So, hi. I live in Red Mill Farms, and it's a very old community, and the properties are very oddly shaped, and I have a pie-shaped lot, and my neighbor, Danny, has a wooden fence. He used to have a PVC fence, but he put up a nicer fence when I moved in. And he told me when I moved in to put in a garage, but they were kind of expensive at the time, so now I'm going to put in a carport. I think I have a design that his fence is right next to my driveway. And so I needed, in order to get my 2 cars covered with a carport, I needed to go 3 feet over towards his fence. I need a carport because the sun is killing my cars. And this is what it looks like. Just the wood to match his. It's just a couple posts and a roof. I'm sorry, that's all I have. I don't have anything fancy.
Questions? Actually, a very good idea.
I'm just looking at the overhead view, and it doesn't seem like there's any other where. You have the pool in the back. That's a pool, right?
Yeah, and there's a fenced. Yeah.
Doesn't look like there's any other place you could put something where to protect your cars.
No.
It just looks like it's. You wouldn't want to put it out in front because that might block views of neighbors.
Right.
And where his fence is, you wouldn't see it, correct?
Yeah, and you can't really tell, but first of all, it's an anything-goes neighborhood. Everyone's got, the big RVs. But my driveway kind of turns, so you really can't even see it. So it's not like, and I live in a cul-de-sac, so nobody goes down that way anyway. So, but, I mean, it would look very lovely. I mean, aesthetically, it would look quite nice.
Is there a homeowners association approval needed?
No.
Okay. That's not on the pond, is it?
No. It's on the bike trail.
Did it slope in the back of the property or anything? Any reason it couldn't go in the back of the property?
Well, except that I have a pool there and a shed and a fence.
Okay.
Yeah, if you look at this picture I put together, I put a fence. I had to fence the property because I had 2 dogs that would get out. So.
Looked at any other options? Anything else you could think of?
No, I mean, I park my cars in the driveway, and so my neighbor next door said I should put in a garage, but I was like, ooh, the garages are pretty expensive, so I told him, no, I'm just putting in a carport. So just something simple and nice just to cover the cars because it's so hot in the summer that the rubber starts to burn around the doors of the car, so.
And you have talked to your neighbors?
What's that?
You have talked to your neighbors?
Danny, yeah. Okay. I did, yeah. I told him about it. He's like, well, why didn't you put in the garage? I guess it's too expensive.
Would you in the future want to enclose it, if possible, to turn it into a garage?
I don't know. I don't think so. Not really, no. I think just open. I have enough trouble backing out as it is. It's a, you know, with the fence right there. You know, my daughter already hit the fence once when she was learning how to drive, so we just, simple is best. Yeah, so no, it'll just stay open.
Will you be able to maintain, just if it needs to be stained, this is wood, correct?
It's wood, yeah.
If it needed to be stained, if it needed to be power washed, would you be able to do that safely from your property?
Oh, his?
From yours, not from his, from your property.
Or would I be able to stain?
Maintain it.
Mine?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and okay. He could still maintain his, too. I mean, there's only a couple of posts. And he comes over. He's on my property all the time mowing his lawn. So, no, he could do his, and it's just posts. So, and yeah, I'll have it stained to match the fence once the wood cures.
I see how the example you have the it roof slants for drainage. Will you make sure that all that is on your property so you don't affect your neighbor?
Right. So
water?
It'll go this way towards mine.
To the backyard?
To the back, yes.
Okay.
To the back.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The existing dwelling and pool and shed that you referenced, were those put there by a prior owner, or did you place those on the property?
No, I put those, and I did get a permit.
Yeah. How long ago was the dwelling put on the property?
I think, I want to say like 2001. I didn't put it there.
Okay, that was my question.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't put it there.
So you didn't put the dwelling on the property?
No.
You did not? Who put the pool on the property?
I did. It's an above ground.
Okay. And then the shed that's on the property?
I put that there.
All right. Is there a well and septic on this property?
There is a well.
Where's the well located?
Well, the well head is in the front.
Okay.
I don't know if there's anything else that...
Where is there a septic system, or do you have sewer?
There was a septic, but we're on sewer.
Was the septic system abandoned, do you know? Is there like an abandoned tank or anything on the property?
Not that I know of.
And I just want to make sure I'm clear that the carport would be, it says on the notes here, 2 feet from your neighbor's fence. Is that 2 feet from the side property line? Is that?
Yeah, because his fence is on the property line.
All right. Now, is it gonna run parallel to the property line, or is it gonna be angled?
Parallel?
I ask that because if it's angled, some parts may be closer than others, so I just want to
make sure. Won't be any closer.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure, no.
All right, I have no further questions, thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, ma'am?
Thank you.
You may have a seat.
Okay.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13074 for Ms. Jane Tamborello, I said that right, and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13074 for Ms. Jane Tamborello for the request of variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I do believe the property has unique physical conditions due to the shape. I do believe the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. She did not put the home on the property in sense where the driveway goes. I don't believe this will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I do believe it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Lovinggood?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye, too. So a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.